recording. Good morning. This is a meeting of the Utah State Tax Commission. It is Thursday, May 27th at 9 o'clock a.m. This meeting is being held in person in Hearing Room 1025 at 210 North, 1950 West, Salt Lake City, Utah. It is also being conducted by Zoom. For those who've called in on Zoom, we will recognize you if you'll use your raise hand function. That will make it easier for us to follow. If you can't figure out how to use the raise hand function, then to go ahead and unmute your mic at the appropriate time to speak. We'll call a meeting to order. Participating this morning are Jonna Valentine, Commission Chair, Michael J. Cragen, Commissioner, Rebecca L. Rockwell, Commissioner. We also have Scott Smith, our Executive Director, and also present in the audience are Deanna Herring, Jason Gardner, and Frank Hales. We have other people on the line. And do we need to take roll of those on the line? I think we do, don't we? Also need to announce we have a vacancy in the commission at this time, so the three commissioners do constitute a quorum. So let's go to those who've called in, starting with Tammy Kikuchi.
So I'm getting feedback that it sounds like maybe our mics are not on.
Okay.
They're not. You have to push the button.
Okay. My button's on.
Okay, my button's on too.
My light's on now.
Let's proceed.
Okay, let's proceed. Thank you for that information. We do have a good record though for the opening, so we'll continue from there. What I'd like to do is I'd like to have. Should we start over again? Okay, make sure you mute your microphone and talk only in this microphone. Okay, I don't think I need to start over again. I think we have a good record to this point, so we'll just go ahead and go to the roll call. I've already announced the three commissioners and the executive director, and I've announced those that are in the room, except for I did not announce Shantae Asper, who is our administrative assistant, who's also in the room. Now, starting with Tammy Kikuchi, if you would identify yourself if you're in the Zoom call. Tammy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, my computer froze for just a second, of course.
Okay. Who else do we have on the call?
Alex Jaroslawicz, economist.
Thank you, Alex.
We have Nate Runyon with Holland and Hart is here, Your Honor.
Thank you, Nate.
Michelle Lombardi with the Utah Attorney General's Office.
Thank you, Michelle.
John McCary, also with the Utah Attorney General's Office.
Thank you, John. I think that's everybody on the call according to what we see on our screen. We'll go to the first item on the agenda, which is the public comment period for individuals or groups wishing to address the commission for up to 3 minutes on matters not related to a pending or recently imminent appeal to the tax commission. Is there anyone in the call or in the room today that would like to take advantage of that opportunity? Seeing none. We'll move on to the next item on the agenda. Next item on the agenda is approval of the commission meeting minutes of May 13th, 2021. And I recognize Commissioner Cragen for a motion.
Thank you. I move that we approve the minutes from the May 13th, 2021 meeting.
Thank you. Motion's in order. We'll debate on the motion. Hearing none, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Aye. Will the motion pass unanimously? No dissenting votes. Next item on the agenda is to give notice of a publication change. Publication 25, Sales and Use Tax General Information, has been modified. This was a public announcement for those who are following requirements that we have to give notice about publications. Next item on the agenda is to consider approving a settlement agreement in Paul Hickey and Sandra Manning, formerly known as Sandra Hickey, versus Utah State Tax Commission. It's a third district case number 20090259-4. And this would be an action item. Does council wish to address the commission before we take action on this item?
Commissioner, I think it might be helpful if you have questions. If you don't, then I would say move forward.
I personally do not have any questions. Let me poll the rest of the commission.
I do not either.
Okay. Counsel for the taxpayer, Mr. Runyon, do you wish to address the commission before it takes action?
No, Commissioner, we don't have anything to add.
Thank you. Then we'll recognize a motion. Commissioner Cragen, since you participated in the negotiation on this for the commission, why don't you make the motion?
All right. Everybody has in front of them a settlement agreement, a payment schedule, and then some draft documents that will be filed with the courts. Everybody beforehand, there was no need to go into a closed session to discuss it. So with that, I'm ready to make the motion. And the motion is that we approve the settlement agreement in this pending matter and that we authorize our counsel to sign the documents in our behalf.
Thank you. Motion's in order. Debate on the motion. Hearing none, I'll place the motion. Those in favor of the motion by roll call vote. Commissioner Cragen.
Aye.
Aye.
Commissioner Valentine votes aye. It's unanimous. The settlement agreement is approved. The motion passes. Next item on the agenda is commissioner reports. Do the commissioners have a report they wish to give to the commission at this time?
I have nothing today.
Thank you. I will recognize our executive director, and I'm going to ask him to talk about the events that are going to occur later on this afternoon as a community event.
Yes, thank you. In keeping with the governor's position that we need to have as many citizens vaccinated as possible so that we can get back to the new normal, the complex here with DEQ taking the lead, we have a vaccination event this afternoon. It will go from 3 to 7. Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson will be here. And the goal is to get those employees that work for the state that are employed in one of the agencies down here, as well as anyone in the community, to give them an opportunity to be vaccinated. We also have snacks as well as entertainment that will be going on throughout that time. So we encourage anyone that can to come to the event here, but those, if you can't come to the event, we encourage you to get vaccinated. There's many options and opportunities to get vaccinated. So it's just hopefully a fun way to let everybody know that how important it is to be vaccinated.
Thank you very much. Anything else from the executive director's office?
No, that's everything.
Okay. I have no further items on the agenda. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Thank you. Motion to adjourn is in order, non-debatable. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Will it pass unanimously? We're adjourned.